Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Former President Donald Trump paid a visit to our battleground state with a unique town hall in Montgomery County in front of thousands of supporters. As KYW's Nina Brody reports, he kicked it off by answering a few questions, then listened to music with the crowd.
Red ball caps, t-shirts, and flags dotted the energetic crowd who packed into the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center and waited quite a few hours Monday to hear from Donald Trump.
You know, we're all in this together. We got to win the election November 5th.
Yes.
Thousands of people sat and stood wrapped around the press zone across the room as the former president answered only a few questions related to small businesses, inflation, energy costs, and the border.
We're going to drill, baby drill. We're going to have so much energy. And we're going to bring prices down.
He touted success stories from his presidency and also took digs at his opponent. As for Vice President Kamala Harris, she also spent time Monday to campaign in Pennsylvania, but on the other side of the Commonwealth in Erie. After he concluded answering questions, Trump had his staff play music loudly through the speakers, stayed behind, and hung out with supporters and encouraged the crowd to get out to vote. In Montgomery County, Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Sources say they are very close to making an arrest of the driver who struck three Penn Presbyterian nurses over the weekend in West Philly after they say the suspect dropped off a shooting victim. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
A 28-year-old who was shot several times was dropped off by a man driving a silver Jeep Cherokee at Penn Presbyterian Hospital along Palatine Avenue just before 4:30. Police say three nurses then rushed out with a stretcher to tend to the victim and get him inside when the driver of that Jeep ran over all four. The 36-year-old nurse was the most injured, suffering from severe facial injuries and internal bleeding, but is expected to survive. The two others, a 51-year-old and a 37-year-old, also had injuries but were immediately listed in stable condition. They believe the shooting victim also suffered an additional injury to the head. The Jeep, which officials say had an out-of-state license plate, was located 4 miles away in Upper Darby. Crime scene officers have now processed the car, and now detectives are working to find the driver. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A train operator was killed Monday morning when a New Jersey River Line train struck a tree in the tracks in Burlington County. And KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty tells us 23 others were injured.
A light rail train traveling southbound struck a large tree on the tracks in Mansfield Township at about 6 a.m. Governor Phil Murphy in a post on X confirmed it was the train operator who died, and he says his thoughts are with those affected by the crash. New Jersey Transit says 23 passengers suffered mostly minor injuries. News helicopters above the scene captured challenging rescue efforts as this happened in a remote wooded area between stops. Footage of the train showed heavy front-end damage and debris was all over the place. First responders had to use all-terrain vehicles with flatbeds to get down a wooded access road to bring victims to ambulances that were stationed on Route 130. The river line was suspended for hours between Trenton and Florence during the investigation and cleanup. In Mansfield, Mike Darty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thousands of bicyclists of all ages are expected to enjoy a ride along the streets of Philadelphia on Saturday and do it without moving cars. KYW's John McDevitt reports drivers should expect delays and road closures throughout the morning.
It's the third year for the Philly Bike Ride. Participants of all ages can choose a 7.6-mile course or longer 20-mile course and enjoy it without cars to share the road with. The ride will start at 7:30 on Saturday morning near Aikens Oval along the parkway. All riders will make their way through Center City to Delaware Avenue. They'll go south along Delaware Ave till Christian Street, continue west on Christian to 22nd Street, go north on 22nd until the parkway where bicyclists will pedal to the finish line. Those doing 20 miles will continue on to the Schuylkill River Drives and then back to the parkway to complete the course. Danielle Berman-Ruiz is with Philly Bike Ride.
If you're driving around the downtown area that morning, I would definitely avoid the Eakins Oval area, Kelly Drive, and kind of Center City. Certain streets will be closed starting around 5 a.m. So just keep that in mind. The ride ends around 11:30.
There's a fee to participate. There's no cost for kids between ages 3 to 7 years old. More information, including the course map, can be found at phillybikeride.com. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.